Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about letting go and why it's important. You know, I talk a lot about releasing. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do really amazing things. Whatever your goal might be, I would love to support you. And I'm really great with business and romantic relationships and spiritual development. Whatever the goal is, I can support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package as well as the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. All right, let's talk about letting go. Why let go? Well, one thing I do know as a psychic who reads oracle cards, there is always 2, 3, 4 different versions of letting go cards in a deck. Because when we let go of things that belong in our past, it creates mental, emotional, physical space for something new to come in. And so when it comes to manifestation, usually we're trying to manifest something new. And a part of being able to do that requires a shift. I've been talking a lot about there usually means a shift. And a part of that shift is letting go of maybe limiting beliefs, clearing out clutter, clearing out emotional clutter, clearing out your schedule. Letting go creates spaciousness, and then you can fill it with more of what you want. I find when people are struggling with manifestation, some part of them is resisting the natural evolution that comes with manifesting whatever it is that they want. And a part of that evolution may mean that they have to let go of something, whether it be a relationship, whether it be things in their place, maybe they need to move. And when you resist letting go, it piles up. And then that creates its own psychic energy. I find that when people finally move and maybe they haven't let go or cleared out clutter, it is a really difficult process for them to, because they have to touch all this stuff, right, that has energy in it. And so I would encourage you to make letting go a regular practice. So here are my suggestions for ways to continually keep letting go as you need to. Well, first of all, Mercury retrogrades happen 4 times a year for 3 weeks, and it's a wonderful time to let go. It's a great time to clear up clutter. And so I love Mercury retrogrades in the sense that, wow, the universe built into our system times where we let go, where we redo and heal and release. So I think that is great. I know that one of the moon cycles, I'm not the best with moon cycles. I want to say it's, I think it's the full moon is when you let go. It's a wonderful time to let go. If you're struggling with letting go, you can say, oh, it's a full moon. It's a great time for me to sit down and see what I need to let go of, whether within you or in your external reality. Now, here are some of my letting go practices that I recommend to clients. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is unique to each person, and you never have to forgive sooner than you want to, but forgiveness does stop you from recycling the pain of an experience in the present moment. And there are many ways to forgive. There's Ho'oponopono. I recommend a visualization where you sit and you just allow, you know, what do I need to forgive, and allow it to come up in your mind's eye. If you tend to be more clairvoyant, this is a wonderful exercise. You can see it in your mind, whomever you need to let go of. It's almost like your spirit guides are bringing in, showing you very clearly what energy you need to let go. And you can just say, I'm willing to forgive, I'm willing to release, I'm willing to let go. Ho'oponopono is great. It's I've amended it a bit in my journey, But essentially, it's very similar to the process I just gave you about. Let's see, I want to look up. Oh, cool. It came up. I didn't know how to spell it, but it came up. it's very similar to the way I do it is that similar sit, or I sometimes do it when I'm moving, and envision, open the door to someone, my spirit guides or guides bringing in what I need to forgive. And then you recite this prayer. Ho'oponopono, if you're new to it, is an ancient Hawaiian spiritual practice that involves learning to heal all things by accepting total responsibility for everything that surrounds us. There's the aspects of it are confession, repentance, and reconciliation, but really it's very easy. It is, let me look under images, because it's just a few words. I'm sorry, forgive me, thank you, I love you. I have added, in my using this practice, I do, I'm sorry, forgive me, I forgive you, thank you, I love you. But again, it's, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Other ways to release. I've brought up many times, I like doing fear dumps where you sit down with a piece of paper and you write, I am currently afraid of, or I am feeling fear around, and just let all the junky thoughts come up. Doing limiting belief work is also another way to release and let go. My practice for releasing clutter is don't overwhelm yourself. I think that's the number one key. And pick one section of your home or space that you're going to clear, and then keep it clean while you clean the other places. But start in one place, get that clean, and then move on to another. You may even want to, like, oftentimes I'll draw the room, like, which I don't draw very well, but I just make a square and I break it up into quadrants and I say, okay, I'm going to do this quadrant. You can also do it in 15-minute increments. I say just get a trash bag, fill up that trash bag, and throw it away. I think sometimes people who hold on to a lot of clutter have this belief that, oh, wouldn't somebody want this? I'm like, if you don't want it, nobody else probably does either. Just throw it away. The environment will be okay. and that is a great way. I find if you're not good with cleaning out clutter, you'll start, and then you'll start looking at things and feeling into things. No, go into it with, like, we're clearing this out. Anything I haven't touched in the last 3 to 6 months needs to go. Yes. Granted, I don't keep a lot of clutter, so 3 months might be, like, really severe. I had a friend once who kept everything. I mean, literally had everything. And 3 months would be just, she couldn't imagine. What, Amy? 3 months? I'm like, yeah, if you haven't touched it in 3 months, let go. And she's like, no. So trust yourself ultimately, but also know if you do need to let go of some things so that new things can come in. Because every time you let go, every time you shift a belief, every time you let go of stuff, you open the door for more. And typically when we are going to our next level, when we are ready for a transformation, it's going to require that we let something go. And it usually is a way of being, a way of seeing the world, the way of seeing ourselves. So be willing to go on that journey and figure out what you need to let go of. Because letting go, again, when you let go of things that belong in your past, you create mental, emotional, physical space for something new and even better to come in. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach and maybe you are ready to go on your own transformation so that you can welcome something new in, maybe you want a romantic relationship, maybe you want a new job or a new profession or to start a business, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Please pay attention to that Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. that massive result intuitive coaching package, and I've just added email intuitive coaching. Thank you so much for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.